From the Drum Weekly team, this is Drum Weekly. I'm your host, Pam Magwaz. To rent or to buy? This might not be a question for most of us who've suffered financial setbacks during the pandemic, but for those who've been lucky enough to come out unscathed, this might be the best time to start questioning whether you should continue renting or look into becoming a first home owner. It can be exciting to finally be able to have a home that is your own, to redesign that kitchen and to put up paintings without fear of losing your deposit. But it can also be a scary thing to take out a massive loan that you'll have to pay off within 20 years.
Hello.
That's Thando and Happy Mgati. They're a married couple from Johannesburg and decided to buy their first home almost 6 years ago after renting for many years. They have two little kids, so you'll hear them from time to time in this episode.
We rented about how many years? About 6 years renting since we came to Johannesburg.
But we're not staying together, remember? I was staying on my own before we moved together, so I will say I started renting. When I started renting, I was paying about $2,500 because I was sharing a room with someone in Randburg area. Yeah, and then we moved together with my now husband.
Happy and Thando rented for a while, moving from place to place around Randburg, paying from about $4,000 to $5,800 for their rent.
And then one of us lost our jobs. So we had to find someone that we could share with in our living space.
Yeah.
So we paid 5,800 then. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
5,800. So we got someone, and we eventually got about three people.
Three
different people. Some will come in and move. Some they come in and move. They come in and move.
Mm.
So we just decided, okay, that was a very unfair type of environment to live in. We just decided to go and get a one bedroom
again.
So we moved from 5,800 down to about 5,000.
5,000, yeah.
Because it was a one bedroom.
It was a one
back
bedroom,
then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all up and down renting. So we just decided that renting was an unfair process to us.
Mm.
Because we were paying people's bonds.
So instead of paying our own bonds.
Instead of paying our own. So we decided to buy our own. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we did. We decided to buy our own two bedroom.
So they managed to qualify for a bond and buy their own house. But is it better to buy than rent in 2021? We asked an expert.
Thank you very much, Pam. My name is Doreen McKinnon, and I head up sales for the Uber Home Loans business, which is part of the Uber Group. And thank you very much for the opportunity to chat, Pam.
Uber Home Loans should not be confused with Uber, the transporting service. They're a home loans agency which helps home buyers to get the best deals from home loan providers. Yeah, I was really, really excited to chat to you because all I've been hearing, especially last year, is that it's so much cheaper now to buy a home instead of renting it. So I'd really love to know which is the better option right now.
So at the moment, just based on what we're seeing in the market and looking at some of the property trends, we do believe that now's the right time to buy. The culmination of the low interest rates and certainly the bank's appetite to lend, we do think that should a tenant be considering buying, that run the numbers and understand what your current rent versus your potential home loan repayment. And potentially, a lot of people would be surprised to understand that rental might be slightly higher than a potential bond repayment. So it's all about looking at the numbers, sure that you're talking to an expert who can give you the right advice.
So what about affordability? So it's one thing for banks to be more willing to lend right now, but what about affordability? How do you guys calculate if someone can actually afford the home that they want?
So the affordability is all calculated on the customer's net surplus income that they have. And that's really how the banks view when they're doing an affordability assessment. Based on the low interest rates, that obviously drives and increases the opportunity for a client to qualify for a higher loan. So there's definitely that factor that is playing a huge factor or huge influence in terms of the affordability of a consumer at the moment. Lower interest rates, you can afford more, in a nutshell.
To find out which is better from a bank's perspective, we spoke to Buisile Masebu, growth head at F&B Home Finance.
So this is very much dependent on your personal and financial circumstances, right? So are you in the right financial position to purchase a home? So deciding between buying and renting comes down to comparing over the long term the returns and expenses associated with owning a home with the returns you could earn if you rented and invested. And when we say invested, this is very crucial in this aspect in the case of renting. So the money you would have otherwise have used for a more expensive home can be invested in an asset class that would outperform the physical property or the physical property that you would have bought over the long term, right? But also, however, we need to take into consideration the interest rate cuts that have occurred in 2020. Owning a property is actually better than renting right now, which is because it saves you money as a homeowner because of the interest rates being low, whereas as a renter, you pay the same now inflated rate rental cost. So a simple way of sort of looking at this, I think maybe we can just compare a quick, do a quick pros and cons of the two. And I'm hoping that this will paint a better picture for the listeners. And so when you look at renting versus buying, one of the cons for renting is if the value of the property rises, you may have to pay more in rent. Whereas if you're buying, if the value of the property rises, the value of your personal wealth should also increase and you're more likely to make a profit if you sell the property. The advantages of renting, building maintenance is your landlord's responsibility, whereas with buying, you need to have a budget for building maintenance and repairs. Although any improvements made to your property or your home will likely increase the value of your investment. So this is stuff like maybe thinking of adding solar panels to your home and making it more energy efficient. That should over time increase the value of your investment. The one advantage of renting is that your rent is fixed for the term of 12 months, which is 6 to 12 months, which is usually the lease term. Whereas if you're buying, your home loan repayments may fluctuate. So both rising and falling interest rates will affect your monthly repayment. And then while we're sticking to the topic of interest rate cuts, so such as the ones that we saw in the previous, in 2020, which was in March, April and May, these benefited landlords in the sense that their monthly repayments on their home loans to the bank decrease, whereas as a renter, your monthly rental remains the same. And the same for in the case of homeowners, as we're mentioning with landlords, those rate cuts help them save money in the monthly repayments, thus making it better for you as a homeowner to actually afford your monthly repayments. One thing that we do encourage, however, as banks, is that if it is possible for you, keep your monthly repayments the same. So even if the interest rate decreases, continue to pay the same amount that you were paying before, because this will help you in the long run to reduce your loan term. So you might find that it might have taken you 20 years. You can actually reduce it to maybe 15 because you're continuing to pay the same amount that you were paying before the interest rate cut. And then lastly, I think the one that we all are aware of is that you're paying off someone else's home if you're renting. Whereas if your property is yours and you've owned it, your property is likely to appreciate in value, especially over the long term, and could even be used as an investment property in the future.
So I will say rent for the first year and then buy.
You'll be saving
when the market is much more easier for you.
That's Happy and Tando again on what they would advise when it comes to renting or buying.
Because now they have this buyer's market, what's seller's market. When the market is on the buyers, make sure that you go and buy.
Yeah, and keep your name clean.
Clean.
So that you can get the best interest.
Yeah. So buy a house. We say buy a house, don't rent.
This podcast was hosted by me, Pam Magwaza. It was produced here at Drum Magazine. Our co-producer is Aluto Mbendeni. Thank you for listening and stay safe.
Did you know Drum Magazine is now fully digital? Yes, our content is now at the touch of your fingertips. Simply download the News24 app, register to create your profile, click on Discover, and choose the Drum logo to read our content. Alternatively, visit drum.co.za. See you soon.